Today is Friday, October 28th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. New economic numbers were released yesterday, and the results are not as bad as they could be. GDP grew 2.6% last quarter, which was more than expected, and unemployment is at 3.5%, which is a 50-year low. Meanwhile, the Fed's rate hikes seem to be having the biggest impact on mortgage rates, which are now around 7%. But based on how consumer prices are tracking in every other sector, it appears that the Fed's monetary policy is not working as well against inflation aside from the housing market. At the same time, inflation in the U.S. is on pace or lower than in numerous competitive economies worldwide, including the U.K., Germany, and of course, the Republican promised land, Russia. All is not well there outside of Putin's Dacha. Arizona's current Secretary of State and the Democratic nominee for governor, Katie Hobbs, may have just been Watergated. On Monday night, her campaign office in Phoenix was broken into and a suspect was arrested, though the details of their identity and what was stolen have not yet been reported. Call me crazy, but I feel like any campaign information worth stealing would have been in an email. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is reportedly under federal criminal investigation by the Southern District of New York. Yes, again. The specifics and scope of the investigation haven't yet been released, but so far it appears that at least three people have been subpoenaed. According to sources, the broad outlines of the new inquiry are similar to the last time Menendez was indicted and tried on corruption charges. That incident ultimately ended in a mistrial, but in that case, he was indicted on bribery charges for what prosecutors said was a scheme to trade political favors for luxury vacations, golf outings, campaign donations, and expensive flights. Somebody's been living like Alan Weisselberg. Late last night, Elon Musk completed his deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion, with no clear answer as to how he came up with that money. He started off by firing the CEO, CFO, and head of legal policy, trust, and safety. So say goodbye to those things. And finally for today, new reporting from CNN is spotlighting Kanye West's long history of admiration for Hitler and fascination with the Nazis. Several sources corroborated what they called Kanye's obsession with Hitler, claiming that he created a hostile work environment by talking about how incredible it was that he was able to accumulate so much power. He spoke openly about reading Mein Kampf and originally suggested naming his 2018 album Hitler before he came up with the name Ye. But here's the part of the reporting that stuck out to me the most. People in Kanye's inner circle were fully aware of his extreme interest in Hitler. So, Chris, when do we get to see that episode of Kardashians on Hulu? Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements. If you enjoyed this podcast and all the biased views shared here, you can help us grow by leaving a 5-star rating on Spotify and a review on Apple. And of course, by telling your friends about it, especially the ones who want to keep up around the midterms. And if you want more news, check out our newly launched premium episodes. You can find them in your feed on Apple or by searching Morning Announcements Extra Extra on Spotify. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.